We all know how important it is to decide who you're going to live your life with. You know, we all know that, you know, to the extent that you have any choice and ability to decide, you should be exercising that power and that ability carefully when it comes to who you live with, because the implications are pretty enormous if you end up teaming up with the wrong person. I'm not just thinking about marriage now, I'm thinking about people who live in relationships, live in the same house, whatever, it doesn't... But we all know that's very important and it shouldn't be entered into lightly. And we all know from experience that sometimes you get into relationships with people lightly without thinking about what they're really like, what you're really like, and we regret it afterwards. You know, we've all had that kind of an experience, you know. Some people have had it, you know, kind of with very unpleasant consequences. It's worth flagging up as well. Entering into a long-term relationship with somebody with the wrong person can be an extremely unpleasant experience. But we can recover from unpleasant experiences, but so I know that I'm not saying anything that's radical or shocking if I say that who we decide to spend time with is terribly important. Now, I'm just started reading a book which says that it's really, really incredibly important to decide who you want to have as clients, as customers. Right? That's Michael Port has written a book. And I'll remember the exact name of the book, and because I'm at the moment reading it, and I've just started it. But that idea that you should select your clients carefully, with the same kind of care, so that you actually do business with the ideal sort of clients, is a bit of a radical idea, especially if you combine it with the idea that you should review your existing clients, decide which of them are clients you'd prefer not have at all, and that you should quite rapidly move to ditching them, dropping them, disentangling yourself from them without actually attacking them in any way, but that basically you should drop your, to use Michael Port's word, your dud clients. And that you should either convert your clients who are neither dud nor ideal into ideal clients, or you should drop them too, gradually, according as your business can. So that is a radical idea. But there's a more radical extension, as far as I'm concerned, that I've realized this morning. I've just spent the morning in a cafe with Roger Overall. Now, we didn't spend the whole morning, but we spent a very long time in the cafe talking, collaborating. And I'm also in the business of setting up a new company at the same time. And he is not, you know, he is not my business partner, right? So he's another person I'm collaborating. But we're doing, you know, I'll put it this way, a bit of business together. So we're actually collaborating. And what I want to highlight is the realization that the people you collaborate with are incredibly important, and who you choose to collaborate with is vital. So, and to put it a step further, the learning I have from this is the lesson, which is only collaborate with ideal collaborators. Now, there's the radical idea. Only collaborate with ideal collaborators. Now, that actually means something like, you know, only hire ideal people. Only build partnerships with ideal people. Not people with whom you have a certain amount in common, but there's a whole area of their way of behaving or their style or their values or their connections that you don't really want to have anything to do with. The idea I'm thinking about now is the idea of only collaborating with people who, to put it very simply and easily memorable way, only collaborate with people I love. That means only with people I respect and not just, you know, admire. Only collaborate with people from whom I can learn, with whom I can have fun. in whose company I'm able to be entirely myself. In whose company I'm entirely able to be myself. And in my company, people who will themselves feel able to give their best. So only collaborate with those sort of people. Everybody else, don't collaborate with them. Respect them. Recommend them to other people. Pass them on as possible collaborators to other people. You know, this is not about, you know, damning people who aren't ideal collaborators with me. But it is very much about deciding, where am I going to spend my time? In whose company am I going to do it? And doing it as carefully as I would any life partner whatsoever. Wow. That is, I find, a very interesting, attractive, engaging, challenging idea. What do you think? Is it crazy, or is it absolutely the only sensible way to move forward?